Okay, so the other question is, let's talk about the patient who is germline negative, HRD proficient, BRCA wild type patient. Again, higher risk, lower risk, how do you approach therapy?
This is the group of patients we need to design studies for, and this is the big clinical question. If you could get five of us in a room, you're going to get five different answers. So I think that one of the most interesting side notes from all these studies in parsing out patients by this particular biomarker is that we are learning that HRP, homologous recombination proficiency, identifies a group of patients who unfortunately have a poor prognosis. Across the board, and if you look at the placebo arms of all the studies, no matter how you define HRP, their medians are very much shorter than the other groups. And that's not surprising, but we've just never looked at it before. So now we have this group of patients that we can identify as at risk. So we can say that. I don't think we can say what the best therapy for them right now is, to be perfectly honest. None of the studies that have been done put hypothesis testing on that particular subgroup. They were all exploratory, pre-specified, but exploratory subgroups. And so PRIMA's was positive, but Paula, you know, there was no difference, but they also had an active control. But does that really tell you anything about how to treat that population? I don't think it does. I think you have to look at the analytical subgroups that were defined in each of the studies, which is ITT. It included the homologous recombination proficient patients, and it was positive. And so what I would hope happens is that those studies get an all-comer indication, and then I, as a clinician, can talk to my patient about what I know and don't know about the efficacy and the risks, and she and I can decide what our plan of attack is for her very high-risk tumor. And that may include Bev plus PARP, or it may include Bev alone, or it may include PARP alone. Or she may opt to not do anything and just enjoy however much time she has off therapy. That's shared decision-making. But ultimately, I think it's going to be the FDA may limit that. We just don't know what they're going to say. So I don't think I can give you the right answer for that group, because we haven't proved it other than they're included in the all-comer analyses, and the all-comer analyses were positive. That's all we can say.
In that subgroup specifically, again, either niraparib or olaparib, or more towards niraparib?
I mean, I think either. I hope that both are options. You know, there's patients for whom bevacizumab is not an option for many reasons. There's patients for whom you cannot use bevacizumab. And I know now that those patients are going to do relatively poorly if I do nothing. And so I'd like to do something. And it looks like with PRIMA, at least, those patients benefit. I wouldn't say that I think niraparib is a better PARP for HRP. I don't think we can say that based on the data. PARPs, I think, are PARPs, and they have some differences. I hope both of them are available, but I would offer them to my patients if I were allowed to. One thing I think hopefully we can talk about in one of the future presentations, because it hasn't been presented at the virtual meeting yet, but the abstract has been released, so I can say a little bit, is the VELIA study, which we didn't talk about too much, but that's a very interesting trial where they gave aveliparib with chemo and to follow, and basically then compared it to chemo with placebo and placebo to follow. And that was also positive in all analytical subgroups. Liz Swisher did a very interesting analysis looking at HRD scores as a continuum and not a cut point of 42, and the predictive and prognostic value of HRD in that population. And the abstract says it's not predictive. So I'll stop there because I don't want to ruin her presentation, which is sort of jaw-dropping. But the HRD test is good, but if we're forced to go by that, which we might be, we're going to leave women behind who will benefit from a PARP. And that troubles me. And that's the HRP group. Like, you call them HRP, but we don't really know that they're HRP. They're HRP because their score was 40 instead of 42. And I don't know what that means. So it's a group we need to study.